Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of Stadia Digital. This is a podcast about all things Stadia. So a little introduction to myself. My name's Kevin and I currently live in the southeast of England. I've been gaming for as long as I can remember. When I'm not catching up on TV or updating my website, I'm usually found gaming in my office, which is where I'm currently doing this podcast from. I started out as a PC gamer like most people would have, I would presume. Obviously I then changed over to console gaming and started wearing out games like World of Warcraft and Star Wars The Old Republic when that came out. I did play predominantly on PC originally, but then when console gaming came out I obviously switched over to console. I played on the original Xbox, PlayStation, a bit of 360, and then Nintendo DS as that became more of a mobile platform to play on. Obviously, recently I've upgraded and started playing on Switch within the last few years. My main console was the PlayStation 4, which I got at launch and upgraded from the PS3. And then over the last maybe two to three years, I've actually upgraded to the PS4 Pro, which is my current main console. I really kind of took notice of cloud gaming when PlayStation bought Gaikai. That was the first kind of hint at cloud gaming, or at least streaming a game. But obviously Google later on released their plans to stream Assassin's Creed via a Chrome browser, which really piqued my interest. And of course then when Stadia was first announced, it blew my mind. It was the thing that I kind of expected gaming to go, and the way I was expecting it to go at least. I love tech as much as I do gaming, so streaming or playing via the cloud was something that I thought the industry would go down that route. And especially, as I say, when PlayStation bought Gaikai, I thought that was kind of going to be the start of cloud or streaming a game. But what it is today isn't really my idea of cloud gaming or streaming, whereas Stadia was exactly what I wanted from the service. So from the announced features to the simple play from any screen slogan, Google at that point had me hooked, and you know, I really, really wanted to get a hold of Stadia. So I planned to originally get it at launch and be a founder, but due to personal reasons, I wasn't able to put money into something that I had been waiting for. While I wish I had become a founder for Stadia, I was equally as happy to wait. Later on becoming a Premier Edition owner, which I got, I think, just over 3 months ago. But as soon as I got that bundle delivered, you know, opening the box for the very first time and diving in, it was just really exciting, and that was definitely my vision of what the future of gaming looked like. I was very happy with the setup process and being you know, so well entwined into Google's ecosystem. It was really easy and I was up and running in no time. So my first experience was very much me playing for several hours straight and just thinking, I haven't actually had any issues. I'm playing without any download or updates. And for me, this was exactly what I was expecting. And that, of course, made me extremely happy, because not only had Google said this is what was going to happen, it actually does work. And for me to be impressed out of the box like that and just playing without even a thought that I was actually just streaming a game, I didn't have to do any download, that process didn't even cross my mind. It was click on a game, I claimed it through the pro subscription and I was actually in the game. So the whole idea of setting up a new console always started with download this update, put the game in, download that patch, and that in itself generally took 2 to 3 hours. So to be able to just jump right in on Stadia was something that was just extremely pleasant and really pleasing for me. So as I say, I've had Stadia for just over 3 months, and being impressed with the service would be an understatement. I'm a keen gamer, as I said, but now I've got a reason to game literally anywhere, because I almost can from any compatible screen. Device-wise, I use iOS, so it's not something that I can play from right now, but I know that that's going to be something that comes pretty soon, and I'm hoping actually at the summer Stadia Connect. But this is just really a small introduction into me and my experience with Stadia, but The reason I really want to do a podcast is because I think there are people out there already enthusiasts of Stadia, and even before hearing them, I already had an interesting voice in my own opinions and thoughts on Stadia news, features, and just general game talk. So this is what I'm doing, and this is what I plan to do on a weekly basis. There's plenty of room, obviously, for one more person talking about Stadia, so I'm just going to add myself to that little collection of people now. This is obviously the first episode, and as I say, more of an introduction, but there was obviously plenty of news last week as well from the very first, sorry, the very awesome five Stadia Pro games that were announced. To more Metro games coming soon, and of course, Elder Scrolls Online coming to Pro. I think it was on June 16th. So obviously the base game is going to be free, and the new Greymoor DLC is something that will have to be purchased separately, which is obviously absolutely fair because it is coming out on other platforms. It's a new DLC for everybody, not just Stadia. So it makes sense that that is the bit that you have to pay for. If you do pay for Stadia Pro subscription, then obviously you're going to get the base game for free, which is just in itself hundreds, if not, 500 hours plus, I would say, worth of content just in the base game alone. We obviously also had news that Crater, a Stadia exclusive game, is it a game creating game? I think that's probably the best way to actually describe it. They announced that they will be supporting State Share, which is, I think the best way to describe it comes thanks to a press release from the team at Unit 2 Games. They said a player who basically has made a game can share a link on social media, and this link will then launch Stadia and take them directly into a session of that game on Crater. Or another example would be a streamer could be creating a game live on Twitch, for example, and they would like to get more people involved, so an easy way to do that, they could generate and share a temporary link, and that takes people directly into their edit session. So when the streamer finishes editing and finish playing the game, the link then expires. So it's an easy way for people to get involved. It's an easy way to share with people to interact with your live audience, maybe, or there's many possibilities, but it's just a way to get people in your game very, very easily, which I think is a really good feature. So I'm really looking forward to that. So players will actually be able to look forward to State Share Beta when that launches with Crater this summer exclusively on Stadia. And that I think really brings me to the end of the first episode. So thank you to anyone listening. If you do like what I've started and would like to continue listening, I would appreciate obviously any follow and subscribe to the podcast. This will not only help let me know that people are actually enjoying and listening, but it will also mean that you'll know when new episodes are actually available. So I plan on doing weekly episodes. I'm hoping for every Friday evening, UK time, and might consider doing a live podcast in the future to allow better interaction, maybe via like YouTube or Twitch. So you can of course check out my social channels, which is at Stadia Digital on Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook and Twitch. And my personal account is at the letter I, so at I Kevin Webb, WEBB. So thanks again for listening, and I will catch you all later.